For tonight's sleep story, we travel to the south of France. I'm Stephen Fry, and I'll be your guide as we meander lazily through the lavender fields and sleepy villages of Provence. The story was written by Phoebe Smith and is called Blue Gold. You'll smell it before you even see it. That unmistakable aroma that fills your nose and seeps into your senses, instantly mellowing into a smooth and soothing scent. You breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling this floral cloud, and as you do, something unexplained washes over you. Slowly at first, you feel your body begin to release its pent-up tension. Your breath becomes deeper, deliberate, calm. Inexplicably, those deep lines in your furrowed brow one by one unfurl as you slowly and gently begin to relax. The scent is lavender. Here, in the southeastern corner of France, between the foothills of Mont Ventoux and the village of Sceaux, you are in deepest Provence, home to perhaps the most famous lavender fields in the entire world. And every year, between mid-June and early August, the green fields burst into a vivid colour as the plants come into full bloom. First brought over to Europe thousands of years ago by traders from what was once known as Persia, now modern-day Iran, this aromatic plant has long been revered for its calming properties. It can be found worldwide, of course, from the stone-strewn mountains of the Mediterranean, Spain, and Portugal, to the quaint gardens of Britain, the Pacific states of the USA, the lower reaches of South Africa, and Australia's state of Victoria. But it is perhaps most famous in this southeastern corner of France. It was classed as a precious plant by the ancient Greeks, and Romans used to extract its essential oil when bathing. Its name actually comes from the Latin word lavare, which means to wash. Just after the coming of the summer solstice, as you drive deeper into the myriad fields that glow almost blue in the early morning light, you allow the scent to wash over you, breathing it in deeper with every comforting breath. Following the winding road, you weave between the yellows of spelt and wheat fields until you begin to see even more of the colours, glowing. Somewhere between a deep purple and a light blue, a whole network of vibrant fields open out before you, rising and folding beneath the foothills of Mont Ventoux. This limestone peak is famed less for its location above the purple haze, and more for its summit roads, which each summer see on its northern aspect cyclists determinedly riding, ascending it on the Tour de France race. However, on its southern flanks, the focus is definitely not on speed, but on the lack of it. For, between its slopes and the fortified village of Sceaux, the lavender fields spread out, offering not only a sight to behold, but also a network of walking or cycling paths that you can wander or pedal through on a meandering journey to take in this sublime spectacle at a distinctly slow pace. Leaving the car behind, you hear the reassuring crunch of the gravel beneath your shoe as you tread deeper and deeper into the lavender fields. The plants are arranged in pleasing lines of purple, which stretch out down towards the ochre-washed farmsteads in the valley beyond. Around you, bees land on the buds, gathering the amber nectar from within the flowers. But though they are working hard, even their movement seems to be unhurried. They twirl and loop between plants methodically. Later, the honey that they produce from Provence's so-called blue gold can be sampled. But for now, rather than tasting the byproduct of this process, you join them by languidly bimbling along the waymarked purple promenades, strolling from one plant to another. Gradually, you stretch out your arm to touch the silvery green leaves that feel feathery and long. Moving your hand up to the flower, you let it brush beneath your fingertips. As you do, you can detect each one of the small blooms that make up the head, arranged in spirals. Each time, your touch causes a microcloud of perfume to permeate the air. Strolling between the farmland, save for the slow, rhythmic sound of your own relaxed breathing, all you can hear is the occasional melodic tinkle coming from the bells that adorn the necks of the goats and sheep that are grazing on the hillsides. Looking above, the sky is becoming brighter as the sun rises above the flanks of the mountain. Far up above the trees, you spy something also moving in slow curves, floating on the thermals. It's the short-toed eagle soaring overhead, gracefully floating as he watches over this indigo patchwork of fields from the air. You continue on the path, arriving at an old stone-built distillery. The air becomes even thicker with scent, so strong you stop to savor it with every fiber of your body. As you open the old wooden door, the stills glow golden in the sunlight. Inside one, a fire is lit, its orange flames licking the wood hungrily, heating up great vats of water above. As it boils and bubbles, it produces dense clouds of steam. Rising slowly, the vapor passes through the clusters of lavender placed inside. As the flowers heat up, they begin to release their molecules from their petals into the mist. This is carried up, lighter than air, into the condenser, where as it floats through a coil, it's cooled by water, causing it to turn back into a liquid now rich in lavender oil. Patience is the name of the game, as, over time, the oil naturally rises, separating from the water until it's ready to be collected. When the time comes and the lid of the still is removed, the workshop fills once more with the sweet-smelling aroma of over 1,000 flowers. Visiting at peak season, you can see local lavender farmers come from miles around, bringing their plants to be distilled in such a way. The oil is famed for its use in aromatherapy, said to elicit calm in even the most stressed soul. Its delicious and distinct scent not only soothes the senses, but also has a sedative effect, aiding sleep to come naturally. And there's a distinctly sleepy feel over at another famous Provence site to the southwest. Set on the edge of the Vaucluse Mountains, along the Luberon Valley, high on a promontory, is the hilltop town of Gordes. Nestled within is a place called Notre-Dame de Sénanque, or Sénanque Abbey. This grey-stoned building, replete with its rounded turret and pyramidal spire, was founded in 1148. Though lived in by different groups over the years, nowadays its ecclesiastical residents are a group of Cistercian monks, and much like many residents in the region, they also grow their own fields of lavender. Spending their days tending the fields, they not only harvest the plants to create their own version of the essential oils for use in aromatherapy, soaps, or perfume, but they also keep bees who, like them, tend the fields and help them bring in further revenue from their heavenly honey. So slow is the pace of life at Sénanque that some guests opt to stay on, undertaking a spiritual retreat amid the monks. Here, for up to 8 days, you can not only drink in the daily fragrance of lavender by meandering in the gardens, but also attend the daily meal times in complete and total silence. Join one of the services in the inner church, or spend your time meditating on your own mission to find your inner calm. But for many, simply strolling the fields can, in themselves, offer a kind of spiritual as well as physical journey. And, as anyone knows, all journeys have a tendency to work up an appetite. Luckily, in Provence, even culinary treats are influenced by the purple fields that surround them. Inside the local shops, You find bunches of the flowers tied ready to be taken home and hung up in the kitchen, offering a much-needed portable portion of the sweet, nourishing scent. You'll also see little vials of the distilled oil that you can later drop into a bath or drip onto your pillow. But look a little closer, and you'll also spy lavender-infused food. From breads to tea, salad dressing to ice cream, there are so many delectable creations to sample, each offering some inner calm to your belly. Part of the mint family, the flowers offer a floral, herbal addition to a dish. After walking the Chemin de Lavande, lavender path, try a sorbet to feel the explosion of a sweet yet bitter taste on your tongue, or take your time to infuse some dried petals in hot water and drink in its earthy tones slowly in the late afternoon, while readying for the spectacular sight of the flowers in early evening. As the sun sets, the mottled pinkish-purple tones begin to paint the landscape into a work of art, rivaling any famous painting by one of the many artists, Cézanne, Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, who so loved the region. They are not alone in their affection for it. Every year, on August the 15th, a celebration comes to Sceaux, bringing visitors from far and wide to commemorate the end of the season's harvest. For 30 years it's taken place, and for that one single day and into the evening, this quiet and tranquil hamlet comes alive in festivities. Traditional costumes are worn, while the sounds of age-old folk tunes are sung in the valley. Their tuneful ditties reverberating through the remaining wild dashes of lavender, while people dance and raise a glass to the successful yield in this Le Pays Bleu, the Blue Country. As the music carries on, market stalls are set up by local producers who have come to sell their wares. From pottery to sacks of dried flowers, potpourri, handmade cosmetics, and soaps, and of course, freshly distilled lavender made from that same year. A market like this has been held on Wednesdays since the year 1515. And tradition continues with the annual highlight, the competition, where local harvesters take to a field to cut the last of the lavender plants in the traditional way, with a plough or sickle. As they take to the flowers, the air seems to turn a deep cerulean. The sound of the sickle cutting in rhythm, backwards and forwards, swishing and swaying, almost in time with the breeze. It's a mesmerizing show. As the last of the flowers are gathered, the end of the season is upon this little Provence enclave. The fields will be ploughed and readied to begin the cycle once more, preparing the limestone-rich soils for the next year's growth. For now, the fields will lie dormant, regaining energy under the autumnal sunlight, replenishing nutrients with the onset of the fall rain. For a while, all will be still, and the countryside, whose palate has for a few short weeks been a show-stopping shade of purple and blue, now returns to the earthy brown and green hues of a landscape lying in anticipation of what's to come. As you stand at the edge of one such field, you can see it as it once was, locked in your memory, as though a perfectly composed photograph. In your hand, you clasp cluster of lavender and rub its little delicate petals between your fingers. The scent permeates your skin, lifting your hand towards your face once more. That spellbinding scent fills your nose, slowing your breathing, relaxing every single muscle in your body. You long to stay, but no, you cannot. No matter, for from now on, every time you smell the reassuring scent of France's blue gold, you will be instantly transported back to this sight. Back to sunset, where the fields truly do glow in an almost impossibly deep tone of purple haze. In these, the rolling foothills of ever peaceful Provence.